You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We get into the men's contest, matching up a team that is 5-6 in the conference, 14-7 overall, the Jamestown Jimmies and the Dort Defenders, who are 15-7 overall, 6-6 in the conference, looking to get back on the winning side of things after a pair of conference losses last week, a one-point loss on the road to Dakota Wesleyan, and a seven-point loss on Saturday to the Morningside Mustangs, the number one rated team in the country. Jamestown men are 14-7 this season, 5-6 in the GPAC. Jimmies have won three of their last four games and have won back-to-back contests over Briarcliff and Doan after a 12-point setback on the road to Concordia back on January the 11th. The Jimmies are led by Terrell Alfred with 15.5 points per game. He's making 48.4% of his field goals and 43.1% of his three-point shots. Jack Talley adds 15.2 points per game, and he also rakes in 7.2 rebounds per contest. Isaiah Dobson is scoring 15 points per game, leads the team with 3.5 assists per game, and is converting 41.7% of his three-point shots. Mason Walters has returned to the lineup after missing eight games in all of December with a foot injury. Freshman is scoring 13.6 points per game with 9.4 rebounds per outing. Brock Schramm and Brady Birch also add 11.4 and 11.3 points per game to complete the double-digit scoring for the Jimmies. Jamestown is outscoring teams 87-80, out rebounding teams 42-33. The Defender men come into today's contest 15-7 overall, 6-6 in the league. Garrett Franken leads the team with a 15.9 points per game average and 7.8 rebounds. Jesse Jansma is at 12.8 points per game. And Kate Bleekers averages 10.9. He has made a team-high 51 three-point shots and is converting 50.5% of his attempts from behind the arc. Chad Barkham is at 10.2 points per game, but he's out with an injury and will not be in uniform tonight. Zach Bussard and Marcus Winterfeld are at 8.7 and 8.2 points per game, respectively, for the Defenders. And Josh Van Langen and Ben Gasink average 6.9 and 6.7, respectively. Dort's outscoring teams 86-75 and out-rebounding teams 40-35. The Jamestown men beat Doan on Monday night, 81-70 in Jamestown. It was tied 31-31 at halftime. Dort was in a back-and-forth game with Morningside on Saturday night for 25 minutes before the conference front-runner pushed ahead by 7 and controlled the remainder of the game on the way to an 88-81 win. Dort was topped by Frankens, 24 points and 8 rebounds. Gasink added 13. Bussard chipped in with 12. Last time these two teams met, it was a shootout, 110-107. Jamestown won it in overtime, forced overtime with a layup at the buzzer in regulation. Here's your starting lineup for tonight's contest. First of all, for the Dort Defenders, it'll be number two, Jesse Jansma, 6'4 junior from Sioux Center, 12.8 points per game. Kate Bleeker, number three, 6'5 freshman Sioux Center, 10.9 points per outing. Number 11 will be Ben Gasink. Gasink is a 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 6.9 points per game. Garrett Franken wears number 22. He's a 6'7 junior from Atlantic, averaging 15.9 points per game. And rounding out the starting five for the Defenders, it'll be Zach Bussard, a 6'6 senior from Papillion, Nebraska, averaging 8.7 points per game. For the Jamestown Jimmies, number two, Isaiah Dobson, 6'2 senior, Stillwater, Minnesota, 15 points per game. Number 11, Jack Frazier, 6'3 senior, Salem, Oregon, 3.9 points per outing. Number 13, Terrell Alfred, calls Orlando, Florida home. He's a 6-foot senior, averaging 15.5 points per game. Jack Talley is a 6'5 junior from Sioux Falls, averaging 15.2 points per game. He's a junior. And number 25 is Brock Schramm, a 6'8 junior from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. And we've got a starting lineup change. I was going with what was anticipated. It'll be Brady Birch, 6'6 junior from Melrose, Minnesota, in place of Schramm at 11.3 points per game. Dort controls the opening tip. They dump it down low. Jump hook by Garrett Franken. Off the mark. Rims out. No good. And the Jimmies have the basketball. Jamestown with their first possession of the contest. Jamestown with it out front. Talley. Talley picks up his dribble. He passes it left side over to Frazier. Frazier on the wing. Frazier loses it as he dribbles to the free throw line. Too many hands to get through. And here comes Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball. Jamestown on defense. Man-to-man defense applied by the Jimmies. Bleeker with it on the wing. Bleeker went off in the last meeting between these two. Ended up with 29 points. Feeds it inside for Bussard. Bussard with the basketball, working against Brady Birch. And Bussard, turnaround in the lane, is up and good. Zach Bussard with the two-point basket. Dort leads it 2-0. Pass goes out front. Alfred, left wing three, good. Terrell Alfred with the three-point bucket. Defenders trail 3-2. Gaysink right side. Gaysink with it on the wing to Jansma. Jansma the cutter, Franken. Franken, right-handed shot, good. Garrett Franken with a two-point basket. Defenders lead 4-3. 4-3 hour score, Dobson. He comes over to Talley. Talley, right side. Alfred with the basketball. Swing it left side, Frazier. Frazier, Dobson. Dobson on the wing. Dobson back out front. Shot no good by Alfred. Offensive rebound, though, and a little hook in the lane by Jack Talley. Talley with a two-point bucket. Dort trails 5-4. Gaysink right side, Jansma. Jansma with it on the wing. Jansma uses up his dribble. Gives it to Franken. Back to Jansma. Jansma in the lane, cut off. Back out front it goes to Bleeker. Bleeker puts it on the deck against Talley. Bleeker off the glass, forces it up. Good. Cade Bleeker off the dribble. Nice to see Cade willing to take it and put it on the floor. Right side it goes Frazier. Frazier with the basketball. Might have traveled with it. No call made. Comes back over to Dobson on the right wing. Dobson working against Franken. Lob pass underneath. Shot up. No good. Rebound deflected and picked up by Dort. With the basketball is Jansma. Jansma driving in. Jansma puts it up. And it is saved off of Jansma and out of bounds. It's Brady Birch who kept it alive. Then Langen checks in. Bussard will check out. So Bussard checks out of the ball game. Trying to keep him relatively fresh. They'll go to Van Langen now. Van Langen guarding Brady Birch. Alfred guarded by Jansma. Alfred hit a three moments ago. Now he's guarded by Van Langen. Puts it on the deck. And a travel called against Terrell Alfred. It will be defender basketball. Dort gets the ball back on the turnover. Ball thrown in by Van Langen. Gets it in to Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball across half court. Gaysink goes left side, Jansma. Jansma puts it on the deck. In traffic. Shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Birch. Believe it's going to go on Brady Birch at least. That is foul number one on Brady Birch. Free throws on the way for Jesse Jansma. Jansma with two free throws coming. So Jesse Jansma to the free throw line. Free throw is up and off the mark, no good. Jansma, 88% free throw shooter. This is the first one. He's got another one on the way. This one's up, and that one's straight through. So Jansma makes one of two free throws. Defenders lead 7-5. 7-5. Out front, Talley. Talley gives to Birch, and it's swiped away by Gaysink. Out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Jamestown basketball. Jamestown checking a new player in. This is Mason Walters. Walters was injured the first time around when these two teams played back in December. He'll check in for Frazier. This will be a significantly larger lineup for Jamestown now. Dobson will run point. Dobson passes to Birch. Birch, right side. Talley. Stops, pops, three, rattles, no good. Rebound taken away by Walters, the freshman. Walters loses it, though. In traffic is Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink right side to Bleeker. Bleeker driving in. His shot no good, but a foul on the play. A block called on Birch. No, that's going to be on Talley. 15 rather than 50, so Jack Talley whistled for the personal foul. Cade Bleeker will go to the free throw line where he's an 83% free throw shooter. Well, Jamestown coaching staff not fired up about that call, not in agreement. Cade Bleeker, free throw, up and good. Cade Bleeker with another one on the way. He's got three. Second free throw on the way for Cade. So Bleeker will step up to the charity stripe, trying to extend the lead to four for the defenders, and he does. Cade Bleeker with four early points. Dort leads 9-5. Jamestown basketball, Dobson. Dobson with it on the left wing. Isaiah Dobson has it on the left side. Brings it back to the top of the key, guarded there by Van Langen. Left side pass, tally, three, good. Jack Talley with 5 points. Defenders up 9-8 after that made shot from the wing. Left side, Jansma down to the baseline, cut off, short corner, back over to Van Langen. Van Langen, three, no good. Rebound tapped out by Dustin Mara. Back to Bleeker. Bleeker gives it up, Jansma. Jansma over the basketball, gets around Dobson, draws some contact, up strong with it. Jesse Jansma off the dribble, gets the shot to go. Dort leads 11-8. Back to a three-point cushion for the defenders. Dobson over the basketball, one of those three players averaging right at 15 points per game for the Jimmies. Now Alfred, he's one of the other ones. Where's number 13? Left side pass, dump it down low, trying to work his way in. Tally, jumper, no good. And the rebound cleared by the defenders on that jump hook by Tally in the lane. Here come the defenders, Gasing. Gasing to Mara. Mara gives it up, Jansma. Jansma looking back to Van Langen. Van Langen over the basketball, Jansma. Jansma against Walter. Shot no good. Fires it back out front, Bleeker. Bleeker, long three, missed everything, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds, untouched by anyone. Out of bounds, it'll be Jamestown basketball. Dort with nearly wholesale changes, and it will be wholesale changes. On the floor, Brunsting, Franken, Van Kickerix, Winterfeld, and Bussard. Dort with an 11-8 lead. Jamestown with a basketball. Right side is Alfred. Jamestown does not go very deep on their bench. They'll play two or three off of the bench if given the choice. Forced into it, they might go one or two deeper. Right side pass, Alfred on the wing. Alfred guarded there by Van Kickerix. Pass underneath. I'm shielded. Shot is up and good. I believe that was Mason Walters who got that two-point bucket to go. It's 11-10. 11-10, our score. Left side, Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix, the junior from Rock Valley, picks up his dribble, comes back inside now to Bussard. Bussard working it in. Kick out, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, three, no good. Rebound tipped by Bussard. Thought he had it, but then it went out of his hands. And it's picked up now by Dobson. Dobson over the basketball on the left side. Dobson directing traffic. Dobson passes left side. This is Talley. Lob over the top. Walters. Walters, nifty move. Uses the basket for a shield. Gets it to go with the right hand. Going underneath. And it's 12-11. Jamestown up by a point. Right side it goes Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Feeds it into the corner to Franken. Franken in traffic, off the glass, over the right hand, good. Garrett Franken with his second field goal. He's got four, and the defenders back in front, 13-12 in the early going. Dobson gets it back out to Talley. Talley, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, kick out, Alfred. Alfred, three, good. They kept it alive, and Terrell Alfred made himself available for a kick out pass to the wing, and he knocks the triple down from the right side. Goes over to Brunsting. Brunsting reverses. Left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it on the wing. Now dribbles to the top of the key, looking for a cut. Drops it down low for Bussard. Bussard with the basketball. Bussard will put up the 12-footer from the baseline. No good. And the rebound corralled by Jamestown. Jimmy's back the other way. Dobson. Dobson with it at the top of the key. Left side, Talley. Talley driving in and dribbles it off of Winterfeld's foot. Out of bounds. No. It will be off of a Jamestown player, they say. It will be Dort basketball. It'll be Dort basketball. Jamestown will retreat defensively. They'll match up with the defenders at midcourt. Mark Chose is in the contest. Chose, freshman from Lake City, Minnesota. Left side it goes. Winterfeld back to the top of the key. Underneath Franken. Franken from 12 straight on. Missed it. Rebound controlled by Jamestown. Jimmy's heading back the other way. Right side with it. Down to the baseline is Dobson. Dobson gives it up. Brady Birch on the move in the lane. And Birch gives Jamestown a four-point lead, 17-13. Van Kickerix inside, Franken. Back to Van Kickerix. Now Franken. Franken out front, Brunsting. Brunsting to Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix underneath, Bussard. Bussard working against Birch. Puts it up with the left hand, can't get it to go, but tapped in then by Bussard. Bussard with a two-point basket. Dort trails 17-15. Jamestown basketball, we've played nearly, well, just over 8 minutes in this contest. Out front, Chose. Chose at the top of the key, comes back right side. They feed it down low, Walters. Walters against Franken. Kick out, Chose. Chose, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Brunsting. Brunsting over the basketball. Brunsting up the floor, picks up his dribble. Brunsting comes back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Bussard. Bussard over the basketball. Bussard spins off of the glass over the right hand. Good. Zach Bussard with 6 points. We're tied 17 all. It's our first tie of the contest. Jamestown basketball. We've only had two fouls called so far between these two teams. Both of them on Jamestown so far. 9 minutes into the contest. Dobson, three, no good. Rebound cleared by Van Kickerix. Here comes Dort. Not much stoppage in play right now. Winterfeld picks up his dribble, right wing. Winterfeld drops it off for Brunsting. Turnaround on the baseline, no good. Rebound taken down by Bussard. Bussard with the left hand, softly off the glass. Good, he's got eight. And the defenders lead it 19-17. Six unanswered by the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. 19-17, defenders by two. It'll be Jamestown basketball on the floor for the defenders. Gaysink, Winterfeld, Franken, Van Lingen, and Jansma. For Jamestown, it's Dobson, Talley, Frazier, Walters, and Chose. Left side, Frazier. Frazier on the wing beyond the three-point line. Frazier looking, passes to Chose. Chose out front, eight to shoot. Chose, left side, Frazier. Frazier pull up from 10, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink right side, Jansma. Jansma ball fake, three, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Frazier. Frazier ahead to Talley. Talley on the right wing. Talley to Chose. Chose will shoot another three. Chose averaging 5.2 points per contest. Gives Jamestown a one-point lead. Now Dort turns it over on the other end. Here come the Jimmies. Jimmies racing the other way. Talley out front, Chose. Chose, Frazier. Frazier with the basketball. Frazier feeds it down low to Walters. Walters double-teamed, looking for the pass out of it. Throws it to Chose. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Now left side it goes. This is Dobson. Dobson guarded by Jansma. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Missed the three. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Gaysink on the fly. Gaysink gives it to Jansma. Layup good. Jesse Jansma on the assist from Gaysink. Defenders lead 21-20. 9:12 left to play. Out front with the basketball. Left side. Dobson. Dobson. Frazier. And Frazier travels with it. Frazier whistled for the travel. It'll be Dort basketball. Length of the floor in front of them. So Dort with the basketball back. Bleeker to throw it in. Cade gets the ball inbounded to Gaysink. Ben passes over to Mara. Mara goes back to Jansma. Jansma at the top of the key. Underneath Van Lingen. Van Lingen lost it on the dribble. It's picked up by Chose. Chose, Alfred. Alfred down to the baseline. Back out front. Picked up by Mara. Mara to Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink picks up his dribble. Goes over to Bleeker. Bleeker, Jansma. Jansma, Van Lingen. Van Lingen underneath. Foot muscles it up. Josh Van Lingen with a two-point basket. Dort leads 23-20. Van Lingen with over 800 career points. Very steady performer through the course of his three-plus years. With an Alfred. Alfred on the right side. Alfred picks up his dribble. His jumper from 15. Good. Alfred with the bucket. He's got eight. And the defenders lead 23-22. Out front, Jansma. Jansma over the basketball. Jansma, left side, Gasing. Gasing with it. Gasing goes to Mara. Mara feeds it underneath Van Langen. Van Langen puts it up. Pressured again. And he muscles it up and down. 25-22. Pass into the front court. Frazier. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. And Frazier will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul goes on Mara. And for Dustin Mara, that is number one. So free throws on the way for Frazier. Frazier is a 65% free throw shooter. First free throw on the way for Frazier is off the heel, no good. He's got another one on the way, 7:46 remaining. Birch checks in. Checking out of the contest is Walters. Second free throw is up, and that one rattles around and won't go down, but a rebound cleared offensive for Birch as he went over the top to get it. Kick-out pass goes over to Talley, and Talley knocks down a three, and Jamestown ties it at 25-all as they extend that possession. Mara over the basketball at the top of the key, underneath Van Langen. Van Langen gathers himself up and down. 6 points for Van Langen. Dort leads 27-25. Right side, Alfred. Alfred with the basketball. Gives it up. This is Frazier. Frazier lets fly with a jumper. Missed everything. Rebound cleared by Mara. Mara, after the putback, clears it. Gets it over to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball on the right side. Gasink, Van Langen. Van Langen, top of the key three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Chose. Chose with it. Chose goes left side. Comes back to Talley. Talley on the left wing. Talley to Chose. Chose driving in, puts it up. Well, gave it off to Birch. Birch gets fouled in the lane. Birch gets the shot to go, and he'll go to the free throw line to try for the old-fashioned three-point play. Currently tied 27-all. Birch is a 81% free throw shooter, and Birch will shoot for the three-point play. Franken checking in. Checking out is Mara. So three-point play opportunity. Brady Birch, free throw off the mark, no good, and we're tied at 27-all. 6:42 left to play. First half of action. Bussard goes back over to Jansman. Jansman trying to get around Alford. Can't get downhill on him. Pass goes left wing, back over to Bleeker. Bleeker, reverse layup, tough shot, gets it to go. Cade Bleeker with 6 points. Dort regains the lead, 29-27. Jamestown basketball. Jimmies have it. Have a new player in the game. This is Alfred shooting the three. We'll get you that new player in just a moment. This is Chose. Chose out front. Chose goes left side, Birch. Birch back to Chose. Chose driving in, gets inside, and tries to drop it off for Birch, and Birch doesn't see it coming. Mitch Larson, a 6'4 freshman from Fargo, North Dakota, is in the ballgame for the Jimmies right now. We have not seen Brock Schramm tonight. Don't know if he is injured or didn't make the trip. Made an assumption that he was going to be here. Shot by Franken, no good. There for the rebound and the putback, though, is Bussard. Bussard with 10. Dort leads 31-27. Jamestown basketball. Larson down to the baseline, and he dribbles it out of bounds off of his foot. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort will get the basketball back. Jesse Jansma will throw it in. Defenders with a 31-27 advantage. And the basketball, trying to get a little separation here in the first half. Jansma drives in, shot under duress, no good. Birch challenged it. Outlet pass over to Talley after the missed shot. Talley back to Alfred. Alfred in between the circles, right side Dobson. Dobson back to Alfred. Alfred at the top of the key, driving in. Shot no good. Rebounds down on the floor. Picked up by Birch. Birch put back good. Birch with a hook shot in the lane. He's got 6. Dort leads 31-29. Out front, Brunstein, guarded by Chose. Feed it down low, Buss. Bussard with his back to the basket. Bussard puts it up with the left hand, bothered by Birch. Birch gets the rebound, and here comes Dobson. Dobson over the basketball. Dobson puts it up, and he gets bailed out. So Isaiah Dobson will go to the free throw line. They're going to call the foul on the defenders and Chandler Brunsting. First free throw on the way for Isaiah Dobson is good. He's got another one coming. Trying to tie it here at 31 all. Second free throw is up and good for Dobson. He deadlocks it at 31 all. Brunsting, pass left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up out front to Franken. Franken. Van Kickerix, Winterfeld. Winterfeld tries to pass it to Bussard, and Bussard can't hang it down at his feet. Bussard can't handle it. Dobson has it on the left side. Dobson to Talley. Talley, Chose. Chose, Alfred. Alfred on the right side. Back to Chose. Chose, straight on three. In and out, no good. Rebound corralled by the defenders. This is Franken. Franken across the timeline. Garrett gives it up. Winterfeld, and Garrett's going to be called for an illegal screen. Offensive foul on the defenders. It's team foul number four on the defenders in this half. Neither team in the bonus yet. Jesse Jansma will check into the ballgame. Kendrick Van Kickerix will check out. And the Jimmies will bring the basketball into the front court. Dobson will bring it up. Dobson across half court. Drives left side. Reverses to Alfred. Alfred, three. Good. Alfred with 11. Defenders down 34-31. Right side with it is Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it down low. Bussard. Bussard to Brunsting. Brunsting on the back cut. Good. Chandler Brunsting, right hand, left side, gets it to go, 34-33, defenders down by one. Dobson out front, guarded there by Brunsting, passes it left wing to Talley. Talley thought about the step back, instead they go to Mason Walters. Mason Walters gives it back to Talley. Talley in traffic, his shot no good, rebound cleared by the defenders and Bussard. Bussard to Winterfeld, Winterfeld over the basketball, back it goes. Brunsting, three on the wing, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Talley. Talley takes it up the floor. Talley, right side, Dobson. Dort down a point. Birch with the basketball facing up. Back to Talley. Talley, three, good. Jack Talley with 11 points, three threes and a two. Defenders down four, 37-33. Dort with a turnover on the other end. And here come the Jimmies with a chance for some separation of their own. We said that earlier about the defenders. Now the Jimmies have the basketball up by four, and Dobson turns it over as he drags his pivot foot. Bussard and Brunsting check out of the ballgame. Dort will use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. This broadcast. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5, 37-33, defenders down by four with the basketball. This is Franken, hounded out there by Mason Walters. They go right side, Van Langen underneath, Franken off the glass, good. Garrett Franken with 6 points. Dort trails by two, 37-35. Left side, Walters. Walters to Alfred. Alfred backs it out. Alfred passes. Left side, Dobson. Dobson to Alfred. Alfred, top of the key, guarded by Frank. And long three on the way by Talley. Not good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Walters. He got pinned underneath the basket on that rebound, and the ball ends up off of his hands and out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Gasink will bring the ball up. Gasink takes it across the timeline. Defenders down two. Lob pass Van Langen, faces up 15 feet out on the left side. Now Franken at the free throw line, dumps it for Winterfeld, and Winterfeld is pushed from behind. Two hands in the back on the post entry pass. Jack Talley, that is, gets called for his second personal foul. That is team foul number three on the Jimmies in this half. Dort inbounding with a fresh 20 to work with. Throwing the ball in. It's Gaysink. He gets it into Van Langen. Van Langen over the ball, Franken. Franken to Jansma underneath. Winterfeld outside. Van Langen, three ball, wing, good. Josh Van Langen with 9 points, all of them since the 10-minute mark. And the defenders regain the lead, 38-37. Alfred out front. Looking down low, Jansma's guarding Walters, giving away some size. Underneath is Walters. Walters with the left hand that time on the reverse. Good, he's got six. Dort trails 39-38. Gaysink to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Van Langen. And Van Langen is fouled on the play. Van Langen fouled by Brady Birch. That's foul number two on him. Team foul number four on the Jimmies, so it doesn't look like either team's going to get to the bonus. Shot clock is reset to 20. Bleeker will inbound the basketball. Bleeker gets the ball inbounded. Franken at the top of the key. Right side it goes to Gaysink. Gaysink with the ball. Gaysink dumps it down low. Van Langen, 10 to shoot for the defenders. Van Langen spins on the block. Nothing there. And they're going to call him for traveling. Must not have held his pivot foot. Turnover back to the Jimmies. Jimmies have the basketball. Dobson takes it across the timeline. 10 seconds difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Ball's down on the floor. Stolen away, Gaysink. Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink comes up with it, and the defenders will hold for the final shot of the half. 24 seconds and counting. Defenders of the basketball, Gaysink. Gaysink will take it. Will set the offense. It's guarded by Chose. Now hands it to Jansma, working against Alfred. 10. Now 8. Pass left wing to Van Langen. Backdoor cut, Franken. Layup good for Garrett Franken. He's got 8. 2 seconds left. Dobson, desperation three at the horn, no good. And the defender lead is 40-39 at the intermission. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. At the midpoint, the Dort defenders leading Jamestown 40-39. Defenders in the first half of play, 18 of 33 from the floor, 55%. 1 of 6 on threes, 17%. 3 for 4 on free throws, 75%. Jamestown, 15 of 31 from the floor, 48%. 7 of 17 on threes, 41%. 2 for 5 on free throws, 40%. Dort with a 19-17 rebounding edge. Turnovers, Dort had 8, Jamestown 10. The defenders are led by Zach Bussard's 10 points. Garrett Franken has 8. Those two are combined for 9 of 15 from the floor. 6 points for Kate Bleeker, 5 for Jesse Jansma, 9 for Josh Van Langen, Chandler Brunsting with 2 for Jamestown, 11 each for Alfred and Talley, 6 points each for Walters and Birch, 3 for Schoss, and 2 for Dobson. Dobson with 5 assists to lead Jamestown, Ben Gaysink has 2 to lead the defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. That's your halftime score. Dort 40, Jamestown 39. Other scores from the conference. Games played last night. Hastings over Dakota Wesleyan at the Corn Palace, 73-64. Northwestern over Briar Cliff, 89-76. Morningside over Concordia, 85-72. Morningside now 3 games clear of their nearest competitor. They're running away with the conference title right now. Dakota Wesleyan 9-3, Mount Marty 8-4, Concordia and Northwestern both 7-5. Dort is 6-6, Jamestown 5-6, Hastings 5-7, Midland 3-9, Barcliff 2-10, Doan is 1-11 for the defenders. A critical game this evening. Don't want to get sucked back into the quagmire that is that 7 loss. So suddenly you're looking at having to win a lot of games to crawl your way back up to potentially host a conference contest in the playoffs. Jamestown with a basketball. Jimmy's will throw it in. This is Jack Talley tossing it in. And we will inbound the basketball. Evidently, there was a problem with the clock initially. And there's 4 seconds off of the clock, and now we are back to play. With it on the left side of the basketball is Frazier. Frazier over to Talley. Talley with it. Gives it up over to Alfred. Alfred to Dobson. Dobson over the basketball. Dobson to Talley. Talley at the top of the key. Goes left side. Frazier. Frazier. Dobson. Dobson three from the corner. Good. Isaiah Dobson with a three-point basket from the right corner, and the defenders trail 42-40. Shot clock was winding down, and Dobson knocked it down. Answering Jansman, no. Rebound, though, is Bussard, and Bussard is fouled on the play on the putback after the miss by Jansman. Terrell Alfred whistled for the personal foul, pleading his case. And Zach Bussard will go to the free throw line where he will shoot 2 free throws. Bussard tonight, this season, 65% from the free throw line. He makes the first one. He's got 11 points. Another free throw on the way as he tries to deadlock it at 42 pending this free throw. Second free throw for Buss is up and good. So Bussard makes them both. We're tied at 42 all. Jamestown coming back the other way over the basketball. Dobson. Dobson with it on the wing. Dobson picks up his dribble. Pass right side Frazier. Frazier, Alfred. Alfred on the right wing. Alfred, step back. 3, missed it, no good. Rebound controlled by Bussard. Bussard over to Gasing. Gasing up the floor. Dored in their home whites. Yellow script across the front. Pass into the corner. Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Shot in the lane, partially blocked by Alfred. Picked up by the defenders in Bleeker. Extra pass, Jansma. Jansma, 3, in and out, no good. Rebound tap by Gasing. Gasing with a putback, it's good. Ben Gasing with a 2-point basket, and the defenders make it 44-42. Defenders with a 2-point lead on the putback by Gasing, and Jamestown will call for a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. Jamestown with the basketball. Dort with a 2-point lead, 44-42. Out front, Alfred. Alfred gives it up to Talley. Talley down to the baseline. Talley, tough shot. Baseline, about a 10-footer. He gets it with the right hand on that left baseline. Floats it over the backboard for the 2 points. Tied up 44 all. 18 minutes left to go in this one. Jansma with it on the left side. Drives in. Tries to dump it off for Bussard. Turnover. Here comes Jamestown. Dobson across half court. Pull up for 3. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Jansma. Gets it to Gasing. Gasing short arms the layup. And back we go the other way. Alfred. Alfred with it. Alfred to Birch. Birch back to Alfred. Alfred wing jumper. No good. And we've got a push in the back on Frazier on the rebound. And for Frazier, that is his first foul. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. 44-44, our score. And walking it up will be Ben Gasing. Defenders have had some opportunities tonight. Shot the ball pretty well, but turnover number just a little bit high so far. Certainly hope that Dort's depth will be able to wear on this team as the night goes along. Jansma not feeling it from the three-point line. It's short that time. And the rebound controlled by Jamestown. Jimmy's with the basketball. Shooters shoot, though. Talley, turnaround in the lane. Good. Jack Talley off the dribble. 15 points. 46-44. Talley gives Jamestown a 2-point advantage. Back to Bleeker it comes. Bleeker driving in, and a charging foul called on Cade Bleeker. Birch set up to take the charge. And for Cade Bleeker, that is foul number one. They're not letting Bleeker get anything on the arc. And he has taken it to the basket on a couple occasions. That time gets called for a charging foul, though. Jamestown will inbound the basketball up to 46-44. Biggest lead so far by either team, I believe, has been four here tonight. Women's contest ended up being a bit of a runaway, but the men's contest has been tight throughout. Inbounding the basketball. They get it to Dobson. Jamestown into the offensive set. Chose. Chose to Alfred. Alfred driving in, kicks it out front. He comes back to Chose. Chose misses the three. Rebound tap out Dobson. Dobson over the basketball. Dobson, Chose, Chose, Tally. Tally drives in high off of the glass, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Franken. Franken over the basketball. Franken across half court. Franken back over to Ben. Ben right side, nothing there. Bleeker. Cade, Franken down low, Van Langen. Van Langen back to Gasing. Gasing, Cade, Cade, wing, three, no good. Tap by Van Langen, no good. Put back by Gasing, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Jamestown. Jamestown still clinging to a two-point lead. Three on the way, missed, no good. Long rebound controlled by Jansma. Jesse goes to Franken on the wing. Back to Van Langen. Three off the heel, no good. Rebound controlled by Tally. Pass into the front court, Chose. Left side. Chose back to Dobson. Dobson, a good 28 feet behind the top of the key. Goes left side, Tally. Tally drives in, ball deflected, picked up by Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing with it. Comes back to Franken. Back to Ben. Ben, three, good. Ben Gasing with the three-point basket. He's got five. Defenders lead 47-46. 47-46, our score. Defenders by a point. Left side, Chose. Chose, Alfred. Alfred, lob it down low. Birch. Birch with the basketball, working against Van Langen. Outside it goes, Chose. Chose on the wing. Chose down to the baseline. Tally. Left side, Dobson. Dobson, Alfred. Alfred, pull up. Left side, good. Terrell Alfred off the dribble, knocks another one down. He's got 13, his first of the second half. And back we go the other way. A three-point basket by the defenders answering Garrett Franken. And the defenders take a 50-48 lead. There's a timeout on the floor charged to the defenders. That'll be Dort's first timeout of the ballgame. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5, 30-second timeout. Back with more right after this. Chose with the basketball on the right side. Feeds it over to Dobson. Dobson over the basketball. Dobson. Back it goes Alfred. Alfred with it on the wing. Alfred, three. Missed it, no good. Alfred was lights out in Jamestown when these two teams played back in December. Second half performance was one of the great roles that I've seen a shooter go on. Shot by Jansma, no good. And now a hold on the play called on Marcus Winterfeld on the rebound. That's foul number one on Marcus. And Jesse Jansma, just feel like you need one to go and the dam will break. Right now, Jesse trying to get it going. Kendrick Van Kickerix will check in. Jansma will catch a breather. That's the critical thing about shooters. Even when it's not falling, still got to put them up. Shoot to get hot. Maybe take something a little different in the course of the offense. Right side pass. This is Tally. Tally. It's going to be called for traveling. Tally whistled for the travel. It will be Dort basketball after the turnover. Franken is back in the game after a short breather. Dustin Morrow will check out. Go. Zach Busser checking into the ball game. Checking out will be Josh Van Langen. The defenders leading Jamestown right now 50-48, 13:59 remaining. Into the front court, Brunsting. Left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball at the top of the key. Winterfeld picks up his dribble, feeds the post. Bussard. Bussard working against Mason Walters. Bussard is tied up on the play. And Zach Bussard. Jump ball, alternating possession. It's defender basketball. Birch will be checking back in for the Jimmies. Checking out is Alfred. Terrell Alfred checks out of the ballgame. Throwing it in for the defenders will be Brunsting. Brunsting to trigger it. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gets it into Van Kickerix. Van Kickerix back to Brunsting. Brunsting, nothing there. Back to Franken. 17-footer. Too short, no good. Rebound taken down by Buss. Buss put back good. Zach Bussard. 14 points for Buss. 10 in the first half, 4 in the second half. Defenders match their biggest lead at 52-48. Chose, left side, Dobson, three, no good. Rebound, weak side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld turns up the floor, Franken. Franken over the basketball to Brunsting. Brunsting, short corner, back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld in traffic, off of the glass, no good. Fight for the basketball, taken away by Mason Walters. Walters over to Chose. Chose gives it up, right side to Talley. Talley with it on the right wing. Talley gives it up, left side, Walters. Walters puts up an ill-advised three, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Kickerix. Not sure that that's what the Jamestown Jimmy coaching staff wants, but that's what the defender coaching staff wants. A step into it, three by Winterfeld, and the defenders lead it 55-48. 7-point advantage for the defenders. See if they can get a stop. This is where Dobson comes up with big shots. Right side it goes Walters. They get it back out front, Chose. Chose to Dobson. Dobson, while beyond the three-point line, looking to create, now passes it back to Talley. Talley against Winterfeld. Three on the way by Dobson, and he hit it. Isaiah Dobson, 8 points, 55-51. How many times have I seen Dobson over the last 2 years knock down big shots for Jamestown in those critical situations? An awful lot, I will say. Brunsting reverses. Kendrick, three ball. Yes! Kenny Van Kickerix knocks down the triple. 58-51, now you want to stop. The junior from Rock Valley knocks one down. Left side pass, Talley. Talley to Chose. Chose with the basketball. Right side, Birch. Birch back to Dobson. Dobson, another three. Good. Isaiah Dobson with the 27-footer from straight on. 58-54, defenders lead by four. Dort basketball when we resume play right after this. This is Dort basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Watching the replay of that sequence, and Dobson from just inside the volleyball 10-foot line on that last three. Pass to Birch. Birch loses it, picks it back up, back to Chose. Chose thought about the long three, tries to pass out of the pressure, and it's taken away by Bleeker. Bleeker with the basketball, comes to Brunsting. Brunsting with it, doored up by four. Bleeker puts it on the deck, drives in, puts it up, shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Cade Bleeker fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on the Jimmies and number 33, Mason Walters. It's foul number one on Walters. Cade Bleeker will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Bleeker with six in the first half. 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. Long ways to go in this one yet. 10:50 left to play in regulation. Dort leading 59-54. A second free throw on the way for Bleeker. Second free throw coming for Cade Bleeker. This one's up and good. So Cade makes them both. He's got eight. Defenders lead 60-54. Jamestown keeping themselves in it with a couple of threes by Isaiah Dobson. Now Jamestown looking for an answer after the free throws by Bleeker. Out front with the basketball is Talley. Talley over to Dobson. Dobson over the basketball. Dobson puts it on the deck, drives into the lane. cut off, and it's deflected out by the defenders. It'll be Jamestown basketball, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Throw the ball in, Dobson gets it to Birch. Entry pass, Walters, tipped away by Van Lingen. Here's Gasink. Gasink up the floor, doesn't have the numbers. Hesitates, drives in, gets it back. Bleeker, is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Jamestown and Walters. Mason Walters, the freshman from Jamestown, North Dakota. Definitely in the discussion for freshman of the year until an injury sidelined him for about 6 games in GPAC play. Still one of the better newcomers this year that we've seen. Pass underneath Franken. Franken layup good. Garrett Franken with a 2-point basket. Defenders, 10 points for Franken. Defenders with their biggest lead, 62-54. Pass deflected, taken away by Van Lingen. Van Lingen trying to force the issue, drives in, puts it up, off the bottom of the backboard, no good, but it's rebound put back for Ben Gasink. Gasink with 7, defenders up by 10, 64-54. Dobson driving the lane. And we've got a timeout charge to Jamestown with 9:41 left to play in the contest. Full-length timeout charge to Jamestown. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more after this. Dort leading 64-54. 9:41 left to play in regulation. Jamestown with the basketball, a critical juncture of the contest for both teams. Dobson with the basketball, gives it to Alfred. Now, Alfred, he can single-handedly get it going. Dort cannot allow him to get rolling. Right side pass, it goes Walters. Walters into the lane, up, in, draws contact, finishes, and is fouled. Mason Walters to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Dort leading 64-56 with the free throws, with a free throw pending. So two free throws on the way, or one free throw, I should say, on the way for Walters. Walters with 9, and the defender lead cut down to 7. Back we go the other way over the basketball. This is Van Lingen. Van Lingen to win to Jansma, underneath, Van Lingen, layup good. Van Lingen with 11 tonight. Dort leads 66-57. Walters, left side it goes to Talley. Talley over the basketball, gives it up, Alfred. Alfred, right side, Dobson. Dobson guarded by Gasing. Dobson gives it up, Walters. Walters back to Alfred, Talley. Talley trying to look down low for Birch. Talley now on the left side. Step back, 15-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound Franken. Dort can take their biggest lead of the ballgame. They lead by 9. Gasink with the basketball, and they want to call a set play. Set play for the defenders with 8:34 remaining. High post pass, Van Lingen. Van Lingen to Bleeker. Bleeker with it, 14 to shoot. Bleeker back to Van Lingen. Van Lingen, Jansma. Jansma with the basketball, 9 to shoot. Jansma, tough shot, no good, but there for the rebound and put back, no good by Gasink, and the rebound controlled by Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball. Well, Dort didn't execute the special that time very well. End up with a busted play, very nearly got bailed out on a putback, and now Talley knocks down a 3. Jack Talley with 18, and the defender lead is 66-60. Driving in is Franken. Franken tried to draw some contact, didn't get a foul call, and here comes Jamestown with a chance to cut into the lead. Talley, the pass to him in front of the Jamestown bench, knocked away by Franken. Talley dribbles it on the sideline, out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. So Dort gets the basketball back, leading 66-60. Bussard inbounds. Gets it in to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball, right side Jansma. Jansma to Mara. Mara with the ball. Mara to Bleeker. Bleeker back to Jansma. Jansma drives in, puts up the shot, missed it. Rebound saved in by Bussard, controlled by Jamestown. Jimmy's coming back the other way. Talley. Tally on the left side. Tally, spin move. Tough shot, too quick on it. Fight for the rebound, and now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It'll be Jamestown basketball. Jamestown with a basketball. Winterfeld will check into the game. Neither team in the bonus. Neither team got to the bonus in the first half either. Jansma checks out of the ball game. Dort leading 66-60, but Jamestown cutting into the lead. Dobson off the dribble. He's at the free throw line. Pulls it back. No, in between the circles. Left side guarded by Mara. Driving in. Puts it up with the right hand. Good. Isaiah Dobson with another two. He's got 11 in the second half. 13 for the ball game. Dort leads 66-62. Left side pass. Winterfeld. Winterfeld dumps it underneath. Intended for Mara. Taken back by Walters. Dort comes up with it. Winterfeld over the basketball, Gasing. Gasing into the right corner. Bleeker, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Winterfeld, no. He has it wrestled away. And now Winterfeld called for a reach-in. Well, the defenders, not that long ago, up 64-54. They've been outscored 8-2 since that point. Limited to 2 points over the last 3 minutes or so. Mara will check out of the ballgame. Winterfeld got called for the foul. And for Marcus, that's number two. Team foul number four on the defenders. Jamestown with the basketball, whittling into the 10-point defender lead. They've got it at four. Dort on defense. Jamestown, right side, Alfred. Alfred, dump it down low, Birch. Birch with the basketball. Birch gives it up, left side, Tally. Tally with it on the wing. Tally at the top of the key. Left side pass, Dobson. Dump it down low for Birch. Blocked by Bleeker. Rebound, Walters. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Dobson, three. Good. Isaiah Dobson with 14 in the second half. 16 for the ballgame. Dort's lead is one. 66-65. With it on the right side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the wing. 6 minutes to go. That's how quickly it can change. 10-point lead down to one in about 3.5 minutes. Winterfeld over the basketball, right side Gasing. Gasing gives it up, Franken. Franken working on Tally. Franken, hook shot, right baseline, rims out, no good. Rebound controlled by Jamestown. Jimmy's have it, Dobson. Dobson to Tally. Tally, left side, Alfred. Alfred gives it up, Birch. Birch on the baseline. Birch working his way, middle of the lane for the lead. It's good. Right-handed hook shot by Birch. So Brody Birch with the 2-point basket, his first of the second half, and the Jimmies have taken a 67-66 lead. Jamestown has outscored Dort 13-2 since the 9:26 marks. Over the last 4 minutes, the defenders outscored by 11, and they trail by a point with a basketball when we resume play right after this. Marcus Winterfeld for the three after the timeout. It's good. Left wing jumper by Winterfeld stops the drought for the defenders. Dort leads 69-67. Isaiah Dobson over the basketball. Right side, Tally. Tally. Dump it down low, Walters. Walters over the basketball. Back to Tally. Tally, three. Good. Jack Tally with his fifth three. Tally with 21. Dort trails 70-69. Garrett Franken over the basketball, comes out front. This is Jansma. Jansma puts it up, draws contact, but a foul on the play. Believe it's going to go on Brody Birch. Brady Birch, that is, beg your pardon. Third foul on Birch. Jansma to the free throw line to try and tie it up and give Dort the lead. Dort down by a point. First free throw on the way for Jansma is up and through. Jansma now with six. Ties it at 70. 4:40 left to play in regulation. Second free throw on the way for Jansma is up and good. So Jesse Jansma makes them both. And the defender lead is 71-70. Our score. Jamestown with the basketball, fighting their way back from a 10-point deficit with 9:26 left to go. They took a lead and now have the basketball down a point. On the right side of it is Alfred. He dumps down low, posting up is Walters. Working against Franken, they bring a double. This is Birch. Birch shot good. Brody Birch with a two-point basket. He's got 10, 72-71. Defenders down a point. Right side is Winterfeld. Comes back to Brunsting. Brunsting in between the circles. Brunsting with the basketball. Back to Franken. Gives it up to Bussard. Bussard hands it off. Winterfeld, three, too strong, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Jamestown. Jamestown with a one-point lead and the basketball. Under 4 minutes to go. Out front is Dobson. Dobson goes right side, Talley. Talley feeds it to Walters. Walters working his way in against Franken. Walters puts it up, and we're going to have a weak side foul called against Franken. They call that foul from the weak side wing. Two shots on the way now for Mason Walters. 72-71, Jamestown by a point. 3:45 remaining. First free throw by Walters, no good. He's got another one coming. Can extend it to a two-point lead with a made free throw here. Second free throw for Walters is up, and that one is good. 73-71, Walters makes one of two. Jamestown leads by two. Walters now with 10 points. Lob it down low, Bussard. Bussard with the basketball, back to the basket. Looks for Jansma, finds Jansma. Three, short, no good. Rebound cleared by Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball. Jamestown walking it up is Talley. Talley setting the offense. Talley left side, Alfred. Alfred with the basketball, hesitates, gives it up. Birch. Birch finishes good. Brady Birch with another two. Dort trails 75-71. Right side with it is Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the wing. Winterfeld calls for a timeout. And Jamestown now with a two-possession lead in the driver's seat. 3:05 remaining in regulation. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Defenders down 75-71 with the basketball. Brunsting will be inbounding. He gets the ball inbounded to Bleeker. Dort needs a bucket. They've been outscored 21-7 over the last 6 minutes. Pass goes in to Van Lingen. Van Lingen draws contact. His shot is good. Josh Van Lingen with 13. Dort now needs a stop. They trail 75-73. Dobson over the basketball. 2:47 and counting. Ball game. Dobson to Talley. Talley with it on the right wing. Talley to Birch. Birch guarded there by Van Lingen, top of the key. Comes back over to Talley. Talley about two steps behind the three-point line, at least three steps behind. Backs it out to center court. He'll put it on the floor. His step back for three, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled. Here come the defenders. Brunsting with the basketball across the timeline. Defenders got the rebound. Now Franken with it at the top of the key underneath. Van Lingen, tie game. 75-75. Van Lingen with a two-point bucket. The assist by Franken. Van Lingen with a season-high 15 points. 2 minutes remaining in this contest. Dobson backing out, guarded there by Van Lingen. Dobson will drive the lane, puts it up, and they didn't call a foul. It's going to be Dort basketball. And Coach Danny Neville on the Jamestown bench, fit to be tied. And I'm going to be honest, I can't blame him. Dobson got clobbered. And they didn't call it. And now Dort goes back the other way. Brunsting across half court. Comes to Franken. Franken to Van Lingen. Van Lingen over the basketball. Jansma. Jansma. Bleeker. Three-pointer. Short. No good. Rebound cleared by Birch. Birch with the basketball. Gives it up. Dobson. Dobson with it across the timeline. Dobson on the right side. Isaiah backs it out. Guarded there by Brunsting. 18 to shoot. Now 17. On the right wing with it is Alfred. Alfred drives in. He's going to be called No, they're going to call a foul. I thought maybe it would be a travel. They're going to call a foul instead. That's going to go on Van Langen. That's foul number one. Did it come before the shot is the question. It did. That was the last foul Dort had to give. They're at six now, 1:16 remaining. Ball is inbounded to Birch. Birch guarded by Van Langen. They get it back over to Alfred. Now Tally. Tally guarded by Bleeker, well out on the floor. Tally looking, lost the dribble, picks it back up. Dobson. Dobson with it, gets a ball screen, puts up the three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped, controlled by Birch, under a minute to go. Tally with a basketball. Tally gives it off to Dobson. 50 seconds left. 13 on the shot clock. Dobson has it out front. He hands it off to Alfred. 8 to shoot. Now Tally. 6 to shoot. Tally doesn't know how much time is left. Puts up a contested 3. No good. Ball is saved in, and it'll be a shot clock violation. It'll be Dort basketball, and the defenders will have it with 33.8 seconds remaining. And they'll have the basketball with a tie game, 75-all. Well, more often than not, these games with Jamestown are white-knucklers, and tonight, no different. Bringing the basketball up is Brunsting. Brunsting with it. I'll guarantee you this, anything in the lane, you're going to have to finish yourself. You're not going to get bailed out. With the basketball is Brunsting. Brunsting with it. 15 now. Brunsting trying to direct traffic. Guarded by Alfred. Brunsting to Van Langen. They give it to Franken. Franken, layup, good! 4.7 seconds left. They give it to Dobson. Dobson up the floor. Dobson, 3 for the win. No good. Dort survives. How they did it, I'm not sure. But Garrett Franken with a 2-point basket. With time winding down, Jamestown elects not to use a timeout, and the defenders steal one, scoring the final 6 points of the ballgame, 77-75, the final score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We'll be back with the recap. That's the Wireless World recap right after this. Time for the Wireless World postgame wrap. The defender men come away with a 77-75 victory. Near the midpoint of the second half, the defenders built a 10-point lead, 64-54. By the time we got to the 5-minute mark, Jamestown had erased that lead, took a 67-66 lead, and had as much as a 4-point lead at 75-71. That was with 3:05 left, and the defenders called the timeout. And they scored on three, and they scored 6 straight points. I believe it was Josh Van Langen getting a pair, and then Garrett Franken, the eventual game winner, with about 5 seconds remaining. And a shot to win it by the Jimmies was off the mark, and the defenders go above 500 in the G-Pack at 7-6, while the Jimmies fall to 5-7. Let's visit with Coach Brian Van Haften. And then we will get to the rest of the numbers. And Coach Van Haften, we sometimes it feels like you lose all of these types of games. Felt like you were due for one, and the guys stayed with it. 3 minutes remaining, limited Jamestown, scored 6 unanswered. That's what you needed to do, and you squeaked one out tonight.
Yeah, we did. I thought our guys really passed the ball well tonight. We had 17 assists and 10 turnovers, and we really got the ball inside. Our threes weren't going in tonight. And I thought it was critical coming out of that timeout that we got a quick one. Chandler hit Josh for an easy basket to get it down to 2. I don't know how the game got tied. I don't remember that one.
That was a dump rather underneath, I believe, for Josh as well.
Yeah, I think you're right. And then we ran our Carolina play at the end that we like to run, and typically run it for Jesse, but we did it for Chandler just to put a little different defender in the play, and it worked out perfect. Josh Langen with a great pass to Garrett. Man, I thought that ball was coming off the rim. I thought it was just hanging there for a moment, and then Isaiah Dobson's just good enough. I thought maybe he might make that shot, but you know, I told Ross Dahm after the game my resignation would be on the table tomorrow. It's can't hardly take these games like this. Can you, Mike?
Well, I've become accustomed to them.
Okay, all right.
I've outlived 2 coaches already on the men's side, and you'd be number 3.
Oh, man. So anyway, no, we have some fun. It's the guys are doing their best, and you know what I love about our guys is that, you know, we've had a recruit of ours tell us before, what I like about your guys is that they're all for you, and no one's against you. And so we hung in there together, and we were for each other all game long, and we were never down and out. And it was great to see our guys do that. You know, they're just great kids. They do a really nice job in the classroom. They're faithful servants. They're Christ followers. And they're a lot of fun to coach.
It's easy when the ball is going in the hole. Yep. I mean, those are easy games. It just, everything works. You got to win some through the course of a season where you're not shooting it well, and tonight you didn't shoot it well.
No, we didn't.
6 of 22 on threes, 31 of 68 overall, so it ends up being okay from the field, but it was not because you were loosening things up with a three-point shot.
No.
You had to gut one out tonight.
Yeah, we had some good looks, too, I thought. You know, Jesse Jansma has been in here every day working his shot, and it just did not go in tonight. And it had a big three from Kenny McKekricks tonight. You know, I thought our point guard play was pretty good tonight. And really, our fours and fives had great games. Garrett, Buss, and Josh, and Dustin were great tonight. They were great passers. That's where a lot of our assists come from on our team. We were great passers and, you know, made the right pass to the right guys at the right time.
Going into the game, did you think that your posts could have that type of game against Jamestown? Or, I mean, did you have a feel for it at all or not really?
I didn't really know for sure. I know that their starting center didn't play tonight, so I thought maybe Buss could get it going a little bit. I thought maybe get him in some foul trouble, but then I looked at the officials for the game, and those three guys, they don't ever call any fouls, and so I figured it was just going to be a bloodbath, and it was, so... It's the way we like it anyway. But so it just didn't quite work out in that respect. But, you know, we made 18 threes over at Jamestown. You know, Cade went 6 for 6. Garrett went 5 for 5. You know, so I figured they would guard us a little harder out there on the perimeter. But we had to score around the basket.
Short turnaround, Doan on Saturday, and a Doan team that I think is improving as the year goes along. That's not going to be an easy one down a creek by any means.
Oh, no. No chance. Not an easy game at all. They're pressing now. They're playing hard. I watched them play Jamestown the other night, and they did a great job in the game. The game was tied with 7 minutes to go, and Doan doesn't play now here on Wednesday or tonight, and so it's all against us. And sometimes I like those odds. We'll just have a short little workout tomorrow, and we'll be ready to roll.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
That's Coach Brian Van Haften, and here's how things shook out in terms of the numbers. Dort, 31 of 68 from the floor, 45.6%, 6 of 22 on threes, 27%, 9 of 10 on free throws, 90%. For Jamestown, 29 of 61 from the floor, 48%. 13 of 35 from the three-point line, 37%. 4 of 8 from the free throw line, 50%. Dort, a 39-36 rebounding advantage. Jamestown, 18 turnovers. Dort with 10. The defenders were led tonight by Garrett Frankens, 15 points. And Josh Van Langen came off of the bench for a season-high 15 points as well. Previous season-high was 14. Needed all of those tonight. Zach Bussard with 14. 8 for Cade Bleeker, 7 each for Ben Gasink and Jesse Jansma, 6 for Marcus Winterfeld, 3 for Kendrick Van Kekkerix, 2 for Chandler Brunsting for their total of 77 points. For the Jimmies, they were led tonight by Isaiah Dobson's, Jack Talley's 21, Isaiah Dobson with 16, Brady Birch 12, 13 for Terrell Alfred, 10 for Mason Walters, 3 for Mark Chose. Jack Talley with a double-double tonight, 21 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1 block shot. One block shot. He might be my favorite non-Dort player to watch in the conference. Hard-working 6'5 player, does a little bit of everything. He goes 21-10 tonight. 16 for Isaiah Dobson to go with 6 assists. And it was Mason Walters, the freshman, off of the bench with 5 rebounds and 3 assists. The defenders were led in rebounding by Bussard with 8, 6 each for Gasink and Jansma. And assists spread them out a lot. Van Langen and Jansma with 3 each.
Three steals for Ben Gasing tonight in the win. The Defenders improved to 16-7 overall, 7-6 in the conference. They had to have this one if they want to be a factor in the conference race yet. Had to win at home, and they found a way tonight to get the job done. Jamestown falls to 5-7 and 14-8, a very dangerous team, but right now not quite as much depth as they would hope for at this point in the year. And there's still a lot of basketball yet to be played. They fall to 14-8 this season. That's going to do it for our broadcast of Dort basketball on KDCR. Next broadcast will be less than 48 hours. Defenders traveling to Crete to take on the Doan Tigers. We'll have those games for you on KDCR beginning at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. So it's a sweep for the Defenders over the Jimmies. Women get the win. What was that final? 80-58. And the men get the win in the nightcap, 77-75. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.